World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Phil Henry. Yeah, it's Phil Henry here along with Margaret Gray.
Hello.
Bud Dickman.
Hey.
And General Galen Shaw. Are you okay? Never seen you kind of slipped it up there. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just, I don't know what it is, man. I didn't sleep good last night. You know I got insomnia.
Yes, we know you have insomnia. If you don't get to the doctor and figure that out.
What is a doctor going to do for me? I've been to sleep clinics. Okay, Phil, we understand. Wait. Hold on for a minute. I've been to the UCLA sleep clinic. I've had doctors prescribe for me. In fact, I've got a prescription sitting upstairs right now for, what is it, diazepam?
Yes, well, that's technically, what is that, Valium?
I don't know what it is. I take that crap. I can't take that crap because if I take like a half of one of those, I'm like drugged out for the whole day.
Why don't you get something over the counter? Damn it, Johnny, they got that new one, you know, it's called, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but,
That new thing that we're advertising?
Yeah, it's like all botanical.
All botanical?
He means botanical. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, and it's called like, you know, it's called something really that you would think a sleep medicine's called. It's like, yeah, you know.
What?
Man, what are you talking about? If you want to go to sleep, man, what would you call a drug?
I don't know, man, after the active ingredient.
I'd just call it, yeah, you know, yeah.
Hey, bud. Relax, okay?
No, you guys relax. You don't understand. But I said you don't understand. If a guy got a sleep problem...
I'm the guy with the sleep problem, not you. Okay?
Well, tell you one thing. I'll be able to sleep at night. All I gotta do is listen back to the tapes of this show.
That's a really low blow there, bud.
Well,
what's with you, man?
No, I'm just trying to... You're always talking about having a sleep problem. Morning, noon, and night with the sleep problem.
I got a sleep problem.
Okay, do something about it.
Bud,
I'm talking here. Now, the guy said he's had a sleep problem, okay?
You don't even know what it is to have a sleep problem, jackass. You lay down at night and you go right to sleep.
Yeah, I do. That's right.
Yeah, because you haven't got a care in the world.
No, I don't.
Because you don't have to meet payrolls. You don't have to do a whole lot. You're not running a business. You just take your paycheck and go home.
You got it.
And another thing,
maybe you ought to try that, Phil.
You're right.
Yeah, so everybody just...
Bud, why don't you back off before I bring up this fist here? Now, what's it wrapped in?
That looks like a leather glove or something.
That's right. I bought it special.
For what?
Just to show it to you. Just so you know, I've got this on.
Guy, it looks almost like...
Yeah, it does kind of look like, you know, leather bar.
Leather bar? Wait a minute, will you? What'd you buy that glove in for? What did I buy the glove for? What did you bring it in for?
Just to have it on, just to show Bud, just to go, hey, yeah, woo.
Don't scare me. Well,
yeah.
Don't worry about it, Bud. When you say the words, it doesn't scare me. I'm the guy that'll go ahead and just see whether you can prove that or not. Margaret, she won't do that. Me, I will. All right, everybody got their jollies because we have... Speaking of getting your jollies, you hear this Shafir or whatever? We're going to talk about it, okay?
Oh, that Ari Shafir. Is that his name?
Yes, we're going to talk about it. I have Mavis Leonard and Dr. Ron Turner.
Who?
Mavis Leonard and Dr. Ron Turner will talk about it.
Boy, that weird.
I know that Ms. Leonard, how she feels about it, and Dr. Ron Turner, he had that competition going on with Stephen Hawking over there at the observatory.
So, Don Ron?
You mean Dr. Ron Turner?
Tartar?
Turner, I said.
Dr. Ron Turner is the comedy expert.
Yeah, because he had that competition going with Stephen Hawking. He didn't like the fact that Hawking wrote good jokes.
Ha, ha, ha! Oh, man. All right.
I want to do that again, Phil. This way you went...
You did, Phil.
Yeah, because my hand went over my mouth, and that's what I wanted it to do, and that's how I wanted it to sound.
All right, so what did the people were requesting...
Yes, people on the BSP page were requesting that I sing a song. A lot of them wanted me to do Man Eater.
Now, what is Man Eater?
That's by Hall & Oates.
Yeah, it's song by Hall & Oates called Man Eater, and they thought Ms. Gray, you know...
Ms. Gray what?
Nothing. It's
It's not in character. It's nothing that I would sing. However, I did find a song that I would like to sing, and I think you'll all enjoy this. If
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, sorry, don't you forget about it.
Don't you forget about me is what it's called. Now, this is a song about me. Hey, hey, hey. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Jesus.
That's right. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing. You know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts. Give me everything, inside and out. And love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things then forget about those two. Because if you F with me, you'll find your head sitting in a tree across the street. So don't you...
God damn, Margaret.
That's right. Forget about me.
You're trying to pull your hand.
Don't you forget about me. Will you stand above me? Look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling down, down, down.
Yeah!
Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by? You do so at your own personal risk. Down, down, way down below the ground.
Jesus!
Hey, 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 wow!
Jesus, Margaret.
I'm singing the song the way I sing the song, all right? Don't you try to pretend you're some badass. You're going to knock me on my end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses as long as you don't F with my fences.
Yeah.
Don't you forget about me. Do so at your own risk. Take a good look at this kisser, Charlie. That's right. Don't you forget about me. I'll pull you apart. Maybe not put you back together at heart, baby. Don't you?
Yeah, forget about me.
Don't.
Don't you forget about me. That's right.
As you walk on by,
will you call my name?
As you walk on by,
you'll be walking with a cane, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Will you walk away? Go ahead, just walk away.
God damn, Margaret, sounds like you gotta kick his ass.
Oh, will you walk away, please?
Guys, is he walking away yet?
I'm gonna... Walk, just walk on by. Just bug off. Bugger off, or call my name. Will you bugger off, or will you call my name? Robert?
I got the drum here, too.
Yeah!
I say la, la 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 la. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Will you walk on by?
Will you crawl on by?
Will you limp on by?
Oh, now she's laughing.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. La 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 la.
So you chose that song.
Wait a minute. La 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 la. Okay.
Fade it out.
Fade it out. Fade it the hell out. Yeah. Now, what's your question?
You chose that song because you didn't want to do what?
You didn't want to do Maneater.
No, I didn't want to do Maneater. Maneater's got nothing to do with... I know a lot of people may perceive me as such because I'm kicking ass, but the song is sung in the third person.
Yes, we get it.
No, you don't get it, bud. All right? This song that I just sang here, that's about you, okay? Don't you forget about me. Did he belch?
You belched, didn't you?
I couldn't help it. It was chilly.
It won't be long now, Phil.
Yes, it will. No, it won't. Yes, it will. All right. Thank you very much. Very nice, Margaret. That was Won't You Forget About Me, as sung by Margaret Gray.
Yeah, here in the third grade talent show. Hey. Make it sound cheap, Phil.
Making it sound cheap, but that's what it was.
So I'm just some kind of a cheap creep, is that it?
Margaret, look, no, you're not. We had you sing. When are you going to be back there at the clam bucket or whatever?
Oh, the clam bucket, is it?
Well, there are different places in Pedro.
There's a few of them. There's the Hall of Oyster. Get my husband on the phone, please.
Oh, come on.
Margaret, we don't have time. Get him on the phone. God damn it.
Yeah, Miss Gray? Yeah, Miss Gray? Yeah, Marcy's. Do you want to talk to you? I have Mr. Gray on the phone here.
I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, Frank, listen. I've got these knuckleheads here breaking my castanets.
Hold on. You're a woman. No one can break your castanets, all right? He's always doing this.
All right, fine. I've got these knuckleheads asking about the clam bucket, those places.
I'm booking the tour as we speak. We're going to do a whirlwind tour of Pedro, all the best, the clam places. We're going to do some of the oyster bars, and we'll wrap it all up there at the lobster garage.
Oh, not the gut.
What's wrong with the... They sold you out three nights running. He doesn't like the lobster garage because his dressing room's in the kitchen.
Well, that's a little bit of a bummer, don't you think, Frank?
Come on.
Frank, I don't like getting dressed and undressed in the kitchen where they're making the clam chowder.
Like I told you, if any of those guys are looking at you, you let me know who she is, and I'll beat her ass. I don't want any man looking at my wife. He's beautiful enough.
All right, Frank, I got it.
So, Frank, it's called the what?
What is?
What's the place? What is the name of the restaurant we're singing at this weekend?
The Lobster Garage, 2929 East 29 Street, in Pedro. San Pedro. S-A-N-P-E-E-E-E-D-R-O.
S-A-N-P-E-D-R-O.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
All right, thanks, Frank.
I want to talk to Dickman for a minute.
No, this stuff talking to Dickman is killing me, man, you know.
Yeah, Frank. You got it, man. Yeah. That's right. Volleyball. Yeah, at 8 o'clock.
Give me the phone, will you? All right, Frank. Thanks a lot. Frank, thank you very much.
Yeah, what's the problem? I just was trying to... We had two volleyball games that are going tomorrow. I'm not playing in any of them, but she is, and... Just wanted to make sure I knew where they were so I could bet on the...
Frank Gray. That's wonderful. So I'm playing the Lobster Garage. I didn't want to play the Lobster Garage.
Yeah, well, at least we know now, Ms. Gray, where you're going to be. We enjoy your very beautiful music.
Yeah, right. Don't chump me. You guys try to okey-doke me.
No, I mean, I like your singing. Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Most of the time, Phil, is going to be you...
Yeah, taking a dirt nap.
I didn't say it. He did.
Taking a dirt nap.
Yes. Yes, yes.
All right, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
No comment, huh?
No, none. Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, you got Jack Armstrong talking about... Wait a minute.
Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show...
That's what you did, son. You just kind of blurted it out. You didn't really... We couldn't understand a word.
Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Jack Armstrong from Miami on the forthcoming Super Bowl.
This is Winston Kellogg with today's thought. Do you often find yourself wandering hopelessly down streets, down the boulevards of life, wondering what you might have been, the things you could be, and what you is going to become? The Winston Kellogg Ministerials are 5 easy-to-do, little tiny sermons that you can read, perform, or just throw away. It doesn't matter. But these things can get you heading in the right direction. Do you see this one I'm holding up? This is radio? Okay, I'm sorry. I brought the wrong stuff. The Winston Kellogg Ministerials. Send away for them now. Winston Kellogg Ministerials in Kellogg's Cornflake City.
What is that, some bullshit or something?
Happy to let you know right now, Bob Burton Plumbing. All prices are half off. This is my gift to you. I've been appreciating you for so many years coming to Bob Burton Plumbing and, you know, trusting your plumbing needs to me. Bob Burton, my wife, my 4 kids. And I put everybody to work here. We got a dog, got a cat. Everybody works at Bob Burton Plumbing. Thank you very, very much for 31 years of real dedicated, loyal service and loyal customer stuff that you do. And I'm only 26, and this is not my wife. In fact, my name is Bob Burton, but...
Bob Burton. He lies. God, does he lie. But he's a great plumber. But God, he lies. And I don't like liars.
Bob Burton Plumbing. 1821 Jackie Coogan Boulevard in Raichu, Coogan Munga.
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And we're going to be bringing on here in just a second Jack Armstrong from Miami. I think we have him.
Yeah, getting Jack Armstrong ready right now.
Jack Armstrong. Oops, sorry.
Who was that?
No. Jack Armstrong is in Miami, and it is the site of the Super Bowl, as you know, and we're going to... Get it on with those guys right now. Jack, I think you put yourself down a little bit too much, man. We're talking about sports reporting. I think you've picked up on it pretty well. And you're getting better with each and every Super Bowl. We've had you down there, Jack, for a number of Super Bowls. How many have you been down there for?
Yeah, this is my 3rd Super Bowl, General. And it gets more exciting and it gets more exciting. And I want to thank the Phil Hendry Show for giving me the opportunity to try to improve myself in terms of the sports.
Well, Jack, this is something I know that Phil's wanted to do. He's wanted to give you an ample opportunity to prove you can do sports reporting and do it in your own unique way.
See, that's my whole thing, man. I don't think people should be fit into certain, you know, forms. I think they ought to kind of create their own way of doing sports. And now you have a take on this year's Super Bowl that I hear is unique, and we want to hear it.
Well, it's basically, I'm going to look at the Super Bowl this year from the standpoint of the mask of what the team is named.
Jimmy did that one, man.
And what? What?
Wait, Bud, why don't you shut up?
But didn't you already do that?
Didn't I already do what, Dickman?
You did a Super Bowl report, and you picked the winner based on how badass the nickname was.
Oh, you know what, son? I think you did.
Okay, so I did. So what? I mean, I'm going to do it again.
Were you aware of that?
Of what?
Were you aware that you already picked the Super Bowl based on the... I mean, it's okay, Jack.
I forgot, but if I did, I did. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick it again. Okay?
Look, Jack, I'm sorry, man. I just remembered that you'd done that.
Well, you didn't remember that I'd done it.
Jack, you know, we wanted to review your script before you went on the air.
You told me not to do a script. You said it's better to be offhanded about it.
Offhanded?
To
be free form.
Yeah, to be free form.
It is, but we want to at least know what the subject is. Okay? Well, all right, so go ahead.
When did I do this before?
Like two or three Super Bowls ago.
You picked the teams based upon the nickname. So let's do it. It's the Chiefs versus the 49ers.
Right. Okay, so here's what I think. I think that the Chiefs are going to win because they're...
Yeah, because they're Indians and they slaughtered settlers. And that's what a 49er is. Jesus H.
No.
That was what I was going to say.
Hold on, Jack. You're starting to scream and things are getting out of control. Bud, every goddamn minute today on this show, you've been butting in.
Well, the show's going off the rails.
Talking about that is just as like any other show.
Yeah, it's going off the rails.
Going off the rails, huh? Well, that's not your decision, Bud.
He says it's going off the rails because I come on the air to talk about this. He think it's going off the rails?
No, he doesn't think it's going off the rails because of you. What?
Got a couple of phone calls.
I don't give a shit if we got a couple of phone... What are they, callers?
No, they're talk show hosts. Yes, they're callers.
All right, let me get... Hi, you're on the Phil Hendrickson. What's up?
Hey, Phil, listen. This guy, Jack Armstrong, he already did this. He did this 3 years ago.
I know, thank you. Can I help you?
Hey, Phil, this is Tom in Orlando. Jack Armstrong did this the year that the gut...
Thank you very much. All right, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot, Phil. Okay, so this is Jack Armstrong reporting from the Super Bowl here where we're going to see the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. The Kansas City Chiefs are named after chiefs, as in a chief of an Indian tribe.
Yeah, that's... And they're going to slaughter the settlers represented by the 49ers.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot, man.
Okay. Thanks.
I got sports music.
Go ahead. Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Whatever.
And this has been Jack Armstrong's Super Bowl report.
What is with you, anyway?
What's with me?
You've got no control over the show.
Well, the whole thing started off originally, Margaret, with you singing, you were going to do Maneater, then you wound up doing,
Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah, and it turned into something about how, don't Bud, you know, you wanted to kick his ass, you gagged him. All right, folks, we're going to be right back. We have Mavis Leonard along with Dr. Ron Tarner, and they're going to be discussing something that happened over the week.
The name R-A-R-I-S-H-A-F-F-I-R, or Shafira.
Great. We're going to be talking about a joke, a bad joke, or a bad series of comments that he made about Kobe Bryant. And joining Mavis Leonard will be Dr. Ron Tarner. Turn the sports music off, man. Jesus. What, is that line still open in Miami?
Yeah. Hey, Jack, you still there?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just listening in. Listen to what they're going to say about me.
Hey, Jack, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, sure.
You're doing a great... We'll be right back to you, okay?
Yeah, well, you know...
Put the thing on hold, man.
Hey, Phil, you just went put. You're doing that a lot.
You are, Phil.
We'll be right back. This is the Rick Walton School of Straight Talk, and my name is Rick Walton. I used to go through life kind of mincing around, watching my steps, being very, very careful as to what it was I was going to say. But not anymore. I call a spade, or if you will, if life is a clusterfuck, call it that. Rick Walton's School of Direct Talk. This is a bunch of shit. Rick Walton's School of Direct Talk can free you up, free your mind, free your body, your ass will follow.
This is bullshit. Rick Walton's School of Straight Talk. You won't make any more money. You'll probably make a lot of enemies, but you'll feel so good. Bullshit. Rick Walton's School of Straight Talk. 1551 Straightville in Straight Village.
And now back to the world-famous Phil. Boy, listen to this fantastic guitar playing, not.
Back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I said that.
No, you stopped and you...
What is this, Phil? This is more of the surf?
I like this song. That's a surf song called Investigation by the Pharaohs. These guys sound like they're playing it out of the back of some guy's car or something, you know? Surf bands were the original garage bands, man, you know?
Yes, that is true, Mr. Henry.
All right, man. Beautiful thing, beautiful thing. All right, talking to us from her home in Southgate, California is Mavis Leonard. We also have Dr. Ron Turner is going to join us for some comments on Ari Shaffir, a comic that made some comments about Kobe Bryant. Mavis, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
And Dr. Turner?
Oh, yeah, Phil, right here.
All right, so let's Mavis, why don't you kick it off? Now, just so people know the background of this thing, this comic, Ari Shaffir, was, I think, was in New York and made a series of boo-boo-type comments.
I'm not going to say a boo-boo-type comment. I think that he was over the line. You know, he's never... I've followed stand-up comedy my whole life. And you have to... The audience has to understand what you're trying to say. Because if they don't, then you look like a chump. And you're never going... the perception is that you can't make yourself understood because you got a mental breakdown someplace.
All right, so before we get further into this...
The guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte, home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets.
All right, so that's the essential...
I didn't understand. He said that.
Yes, he said. Yeah, he said that. Yeah, you don't understand what you're saying.
I understood. My understanding was that he said some vile things, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said that.
I want to say something, Mr. Henry. You took exception to Kobe Bryant way back when, during that rape charge.
Yes, I did. Way back when, whatever people said about him, whatever people thought about him. On the occasion of his death was not the time to bring it up.
All right, Phil, God almighty. I was trying to...
Well, you really jumped on her for that, Phil, didn't you?
Yeah, I was trying to make a point.
No, I'm not trying to jump on anybody.
Well, hold on, Phil. I'm trying to make the point that this man, Shaffir, is not the only one who commented on that.
Well, he's commenting on it.
You know, slow down, Phil. I'm not attacking you or anything.
Yeah, Phil, I don't think she's attacking you. You know,
wait a second. This is not about me. This is about a guy that made comments within days of this man's death. Not just his death, but the death of his daughter.
All right. No, I understand that, and I accept that. All right. But the point I'm trying to make, just as an aside concerning this rape allegation that happened years ago, it was something people were talking about.
Yeah, people were talking about it then, not now.
All right, Phil. Not you.
I mean...
What's the problem, Mavis?
People were talking about it then.
I mean, all right, I'm trying to be clear on this thing.
Phil, all we try to do is get some clarity, you know? Get a little clarity.
We don't need any clarity. We're talking about this man, Mr. Shaffir, and what he said, and you just heard it. I just played it for you. Now, Mavis, you were going to comment.
I was going to comment, and my comment is as follows. That's the most unconscionable garbage that I have ever heard in my life. And you're right, on the occasion of a man dying, that's a terrible thing for him to say. But I just wanted to say, you sitting there and going,
come on, Mavis!
What is it with all of the females on this show suddenly turning into Satan's consort?
Are you talking about me?
Yes, all of that very masculine grunting.
I'm just doing an impression of Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much for the impression. Okay, Ron, your point.
Okay, here's my point, and Mavis, you're going to disagree with this. The guy was kidding around, you know, and he was making a joke.
What do you mean he's kidding around? That's a bad joke, all right?
I know it was a bad joke, but he was trying to be edgy, and he was trying to,
Can I,
No, it's my turn.
I'm the only one who gets to talk here, Ms. Henry, you know, because it's like a debate.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Just let me see what I say. He was being edgy, and of course, the comments were probably, you know, taken out of context.
You're talking about taken out of context. You heard what the man said. He said it right there in Charlotte. I don't think he knew what he was dealing with. I don't know where this man, Ari Shaffir, is from, but I don't think he knew what he was dealing with.
What are you talking about that?
Because I don't think he knew the love that people had for this athlete, and I don't think he understood the city of Los Angeles, how much people love him here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, I understand. But, you know, again, a comic is going to go for it. They're going to kind of stretch the bounds and, you know, and stretch it out.
Yeah, they're going to stretch it out. Well, he stretched it out all right. He stretched out. He got himself thrown out of this club. There's a lot of bad will for this guy. So how do you come back from that, Mavis?
You asked me how I come back from that.
Yes, why don't you two, rather than just debate the comment or the series of comments, how does a man come back from this?
I don't know if there's any coming back. To make a straight-ahead apology and say, you know something, that was a rotten bunch of things I said. I never should have said it. And I had no idea it was going to redound as negatively as it did.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe...
Wait. I'm talking to... Is it Margaret I'm talking to?
No, Phil's talking, too.
You just went, well, Phil? So,
You know, everybody commenting on the cracking voices around here, the next person I hear who says anything about someone's voice cracking, I'll hang up on. Okay?
Yeah, you...
Yeah, Phil, I mean, one thing you could do is stop having your voice crack.
Yeah, how about that? How about that for a solution?
All right, next person that makes a comment, though, I hang up on. Now, you were saying, Mavis, or whoever was...
I just think that... I don't know who said it. Margaret said it?
I'm just saying that the man made these comments. I don't know what I said.
All right, well, let me wrap it up, okay?
Do I get to say anything? God damn.
Go ahead, Ron.
The guy made a mistake.
Yeah, you want to know what he can do? And Mavis said it. He can apologize, and maybe he'll come back from it.
All right, well, I guess we don't know how to laugh anymore. That's the thing that disturbs me.
I'm always saying people don't know how to laugh anymore. They make a stupid comment like that.
Yeah, man. Just that you made a stupid comment, you made a stupid comment.
Okay, made a stupid comment. Does that mean the man supposed to lose his career?
You know, I mean, if you're asking me, which I know you're not.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway. You know, that's the roll of the dice. And especially when you're a stand-up comic, if you're somebody who makes his money being spontaneous, or at least makes his money being current and topical. And I think comics, more than anybody, that's how they make their money. You really got to be on top of what is... You know, what's happening, what the public perception of certain things is. You can't turn around and look at somebody and say, you took that joke the wrong way, you should have taken it this way. You have to play the reality of where you are. So, all right, Phil, now you're starting to give a speech here.
I was going to say, Mr. Ernie, can I just go ahead and hang up then?
No, go ahead. You guys can finish up.
Well, I agree with you. I think that... he should have been aware, but I don't think there's any coming back from this. I think he's going to have to do it. I think that if this man is an A-list comic, is that what he is, Ron?
Yeah, Ari Shaffir is an A-list comic. What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is I think this man's got to go back and pay some dues. I think he has to go beat the bushes. He's got to go back down with some of the cheap joints and those funky comedy joints like in places like Chattanooga. And he's got to go down, to Ocala, Florida. And he's got to play gigs in Indio and do all of that.
Okay, so the guy's got to, like, he's starting his career all over again? Give me a break.
No, let me give you a break. That man said what he said.
Well, you heard, we played it, and it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. All right, Mavis and Dr. Tarner.
Wait, well, hold on for a minute.
I think she has a little bit more to say.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, I'm going to be opening at Shep's Comedy Store.
Wait a second, you giving a plug? Are you doing a stand-up comedy act yourself? Mavis, what is this?
It's not even a real comedy store. It's a guy's garage down the street. But I'm going to do a set. A lot of people are just going to drag folding chairs across the street and sit them on the driveway. And
and the guy makes his own wine in the garage, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're not getting paid?
No, I'm not getting paid. No need to get jealous.
All right. Thank you very much, Mavis, and I'm sure the neighbors there will enjoy that.
Well, Phil, don't be so damn sucked.
Okay, so there is Mavis Leonard. Any follow-up from you?
Well, I didn't know the effect of these comments, but I will still say this. As long as we are asking our comedians to make us laugh, and to make us laugh heartily and to go, ha, 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 ha. I think we have to accept that there's sometimes I got to step over the line. I'm Dr. Ron Tarter.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
You got it. Don't forget.
Dr. Ron Tarter and Mavis Leonard here with whatever, you know.
What you know, if you think the show is flat tonight, Phil, why don't you just kind of give up and we're going to give up. We got to produce a show. But, you know, that's the way it is. So
get a load of this guy. Why don't you go out and blow your brains? You know something? You could get a big, big download number if you go ahead and blow your brains clean out of your skull. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, what? It's true.
I don't feel like doing that, okay? Thank you very much. It's kind of a very weird show, man. I don't like all this stuff about this. These comments made by... I don't like these comments made by the guy about Kobe Bryant. Margaret, your singing was so-so.
How dare you? That was by request.
Yeah, but you didn't sing the song they wanted.
Yeah, you didn't sing the song they wanted.
I'm not singing that song because it's out of character. What do you always say, Phil? Stay in character.
Yes, but...
Stay in character.
Should have kept you gagged.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Stay in character. And then we had, of course, Jack Armstrong with his weak-ass shit. You know what, man? I'm done with you, Jack.
Somewhere Jack Armstrong is going, oh, yeah, sure, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be really upset with that.
Not. Oh, he doesn't care?
I don't think so.
Yes, he does. He wants to be a sports reporter more than anything in the whole world.
More than anything in the whole world.
Well, Jack, if you want to be a sports reporter, you better figure out how to do sports.
This is Phil Henry, and this has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, one piece of good news, we got the BSP chat tonight at philhenryshow.com, so head over to our website if you're a BSP and get in on the chat. Starts at 7 o'clock Pacific tonight. And, Jesus. I hope you enjoy the football game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, what game is that?
The Super Bowl, something like that?
I'm Margaret Gray. I'd like to apologize for Phil Henry's attitude this evening.
Thank you.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. And don't forget, the Phil Henry Show can now be found on Spotify.
You know, we keep about 30 of our shows free, about 4 weeks worth of shows free for you to listen to. And then they go behind the paywall at philhenryshow.com. But while they're out there for free, check them out on Spotify. Jesus, but I told you to get rid of this one.
Yeah, well.
I'm the best. I'm the best.